You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.
Mr. Terry Fenwick, who's going to be joining us right now as we talk about football. He is a former football manager, English former football manager, and player who primarily played as a centre-back or full-back. He made a total of 455 appearances in the English Football League for clubs such as Crystal Palace, Queen's Park Rangers, Tottenham Hotspurs, Leicester City, and Swindon Town. Fenwick represented the England national team from 1984 to 1988, including the 1986 FIFA World Cup. And after retiring as a player, he began his managerial career in the mid-1990s for Portsmouth FC and later managed teams in Trinidad and Tobago, including San Juan Jablote and Central FC. Good morning to you, Mr. Fenwick. How are you?
I'm very good, darling. How are you?
I am great. Football is in the air. Football is in the air. So I guess we are all
absolutely
happy. So did you take in the opening ceremonies yesterday?
Yes, I'm very excited. I think everything has been fantastic. Looking at the size of this tournament, 48 teams, first time in World Cup history.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States of America, none of us knew how this would roll out. But so far, again, I've been very excited what I've seen.
So it's about 140 to 150 matches altogether that will be played, yes?
Crazy, eh?
Yeah. Now, the thing is, from the way we've been following the game, I realize that there are new rules by FIFA for the World Cup. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How they're going to be implementing it? What are the new rules?
Well, basically, what they've done is, this is, when I've looked at the first two games, Mexico against South Africa and Korea against Chechnya, referees are, they're taking us back to basics. Mm-hmm. The game has run out of control across the globe, you know, so many times with different rules being changed up and players, clubs, teams, leagues abusing them. Mm-hmm. And I think this is FIFA bringing us back to, you know, square one. This is where we're starting off. You imagine in the first game yesterday, three players sent off in the first game of the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, and when you look at them, rules and regulations, the three sending offs were absolutely correct. If you're getting through for an opportunity to score a goal and somebody fouls you, rules regulations tell you that's an instant red card, and that's what they're doing. They're bringing us back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, a lot of the other things I think are really small. They're halfway through each half, there's a break, so the players have a 3-minute break for a drink, mm-hmm. reset with the manager, have a little rest. Obviously, they're coming from all around the world, so they're playing in
different conditions.
Apart from that, there's nothing really that stands out to me, because it's World Cup. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so excited about World Cup. And these new rules, regulations, again, I must say, this is us going back to basics, how the rules and regulations were stipulated in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA's bringing us all back in line. This is the biggest World Cup ever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making sure in these early stages, which I think that was a big warning sign for all of the other teams in the World Cup, play by the rules. Managers, sit down with your players, make sure they're not overdoing anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, I realize that they're going to be utilizing VR a whole lot more, and this is in relation to the red card or second yellow card to lead to a red card, to make sure that the offense is really yellow card worthy, you know. And on top of that, there is a problem where if a goalkeeper is fouled, that the team seems to take advantage of that opportunity to come together to huddle. So they've put restrictions on that as well. So like I said, it's basically bringing it back to basics so that you have a better handle on the game itself. Now, many little problems seem to be popping up in terms of officials getting to the game. Somalian referee sent back.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, there's a lot of fans who booked tickets, book accommodation and so on, being sent back on entry to the U.S. How is that playing on in terms of FIFA and the feel of the game? Do you think that that is going to have an effect?
I've got to say this. I think football is something that brings the world together.
Mm-hmm.
It brings people from everywhere, whatever your religion, your race, your whatever. Football has been a wonderful sport, a game bringing children, kids, adults, everybody together on the same page. So this disappoints me. I see that they sent the referee back to Somalia, not having him. The coach of Iran can't come into the United States. So they're going to a game, playing a game without their head coach. I can't agree with that, because that's against what football stands for. This mm-hmm. is what we bring our kids up for. People don't realise, darling, that sport brings so much education to our kids today. And every kid that's involved in team sports, they get brought up with disciplines, organisations, so you don't have them in gangs shooting people on the corner of the street, doing nasty things. That's took away because their coach is giving them good education, life education, as they grow up through the sport. So I can't agree with what they've done here, FIFA, but it is what it is. We've got to move it on. And we all hope that this is going to be a fabulous World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of how the teams are adjusting, because as you said, the altitude and climate will affect some teams who are not accustomed to those scenarios. One of the concerns that came up was the distance some teams are from their stadia to play. Do you see that being a factor in how teams perform in the World Cup?
Absolutely. You know, when you look at how powerful the game of football is today, and the monies that are generated, particularly through televised games and whatever, these guys leave days and days before to get to a hotel within a couple of 3 miles from the stadium. So they're prepared, they have a training session on the ground itself, and then they play their game 2 or 3 days later. These teams for World Cup 2026, they're flying 3 and 4 hour flights to get to a city, going directly to the stadium, playing the game straight on the flight back to their hotel, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy.
It's going to have a mental impact on the players.
Of course it is. These guys, obviously, with their coach, their mind is sorely stuck on this game. They've looked at the opposition, what we need to do to beat them, how we've got to play, what their best players are, all of this. But all of that's taken away because they're in and out of traffic. They're on a flight here and there. They're going through all sorts of things at the airport. They're bouncing off of fans in areas where they shouldn't be. I can't, again, this is something that I'm disappointed in, but mm-hmm. I'm hoping that it doesn't have to big an effect on the games.
Yeah, and I'm thinking in terms of crowd coverage, meaning people coming out to the games. FIFA's Infantino defended ticket prices. In some cases, some are wondering, you know, who the games are for. What do you feel about that? Should it be you know, everybody getting an opportunity to see a game, or?
Well, of course, mm-hmm. but let me just give you a little. I think this is hilarious, because I just watched 2 days ago the Knicks play a game of basketball in New York.
Yeah.
And the front row seats, and I couldn't believe this, the front row seats were $1 million each.
Yeah, I talked about that too. I was mind blown. And then I did deliberately count how many seats are on that front line in the rectangular frame. And I say, yeah, well, you're making some serious money.
But you see, this is, and again, this is how powerful sport is on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to have a getaway. We all have to go somewhere where we can relax and enjoy and see something that is fun and giggles and all of that. Sport is coming to the forefront in these circles. And yes, we've complained about the price of tickets for the World Cup. There's all sorts of, you imagine, these businesses, hotels and everything, mm-hmm. their prices have tripled because World Cup teams coming and all that. But I think there should have been some sort of common denominator in there across the board in the United States to make sure everybody sticks to a game plan. So it's not overboard. But again, when you're paying $1 million for a front seat at Knicks and then World Cup, you've got to pay $1,500 to $3,000.
US.
That is, yeah, mm-hmm. US. Yeah, that's still big.
Now, and the, what's the word I'm looking for? Justification of these ticket prices for both the basketball game and for World Cup is that you have players who are earning, like, what? It's contracts of $12 million and you know, yes. that those yeah. kind of numbers. So for them to be under contract still, I guess the payoff, the balance is there. Is it that we need these fellas to accept less?
So that, well, I mean, that's where you are. I mean, I had this conversation only yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Before Premier League football in the UK, before any team kicks a ball the start of next season, every club side, that's 20 teams in the Premier League, they get £300 million before they kick a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before they get their fans paying their season tickets, before they get their sponsors coming in, before television rights, all of that, all for each individual games where they're on TV, getting extra monies. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And these players now in the UK, if you're getting £250,000, £300,000 a week, that's big money. I used to get that a year, £250,000 a year.
Make you wish you were like
And I was the highest paid player in London.
At the time, yeah.
At the time. So you look how the game's progressing and moving forward. But again, having said that, the whole planet is watching World Cup 2026. Mm. Everybody's on side with it. And I'm hoping, absolutely, this brings people together, regardless of FIFA's, I think, devil mistakes as far as travel and stopping individuals from coming into the US. I think this should have been a blanket across the board, everybody the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, given the fact that you are a former England national team player, I know that your default would be England when I ask this question. Yeah. However, I still want to find out from you, what are the games in your mind you think we should look out for, your favourite matchups?
Well, I think, oh my God, Brazil for me, they've always been a very exciting team. But now they've got this guy, Ancelotti, Italian coach,
mm-hmm.
managing the Brazilian national team. We haven't heard anything come out of Brazil for the last 6 months. That is exactly how Ancelotti operates. Behind the scenes, mm-hmm. he's organising his team, structured, organised, great footballers in great positions. I think they're going to be a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they come, Ancelotti, everywhere he's been, he wins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting something real big from Brazil. And recognise that a lot of their players are playing in Europe. Some are not, but they're still wonderfully talented players. I think they're going to be the shock. I mean, they're at the moment, I think they're looked at as 6th, 7th position mm-hmm. to win it. But I think they could be a handful, yeah.
Now, the underdog that persons are not really looking at, but still has some sort of dark horse potential. Any teams on your mind in that regard?
Absolutely. Mm. I would quickly look at Belgium. When you look at all of the quality players they've got playing in the top teams in Europe, nobody's talking about them, not even on the map as far as the top 6, 7 favourites to win the tournament. I think they're a big show. And I think Morocco.
You see, that's my choice. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Morocco as well, they're doing great things.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, because they're not playing in European football as such, I think that's incredible. I think mm-hmm. they've done a great job. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Fenwick, thank you so much for taking the time to you know, talk to us about World Cup and here's to great football.
Well, listen, my last thing, please God England come through and win it.
Well, my team is Spain, so we will see.
Okay.
We'll keep it going.
Absolutely.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.